Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from the February 2022 Voice of the Martyrs newsletter, an article entitled V and Sun's Foolish Endeavor. Today I'm sharing with you 21st century examples of mistreatment of God's people. And again, it's from the current literature of the Voice of the Martyrs. If you heard V and Sun talking but could not see their faces, you might mistake them for two teenage girls. Their conversation is frequently punctuated by spontaneous laughter. But these ladies from the Khmer ethnic group in Laos have already lived long lives. "It is such a shame that we found Christ when we are old," V said. Laotian villagers didn't keep birth records when V was born, but she believes she is in her mid to late 70s. Sun is younger, maybe in her mid 50s, but she's not sure either. "I know I'm not yet 60," she said with a laugh. V, a widow, came to know Christ through the frustration of a long-term illness. None of the traditional remedies, such as healers and prayers to ancestors, improved her health. And neither her adopted son nor her neighbor in Luang Prabang province tried to help or care for her. Though she had been warned about Christians, V decided about 5 years ago that she had nothing to lose by turning to Christians for prayer. And so after asking around for a while, she finally learned of a small group of Christians 2 hours away. "They prayed for me, and I was healed," she said. "I wanted to believe this Jesus so much." V committed her life to the Lord and began traveling every Sunday to worship with the other Christians. And then villagers began to notice some changes in V. For one thing, she no longer contributed to or participated in the communal animistic rituals. Finally, a village leader confronted V at home with some pointed questions about her new friends and changed behavior. "Who are those people?" he demanded. "They're not good people. Who told you to go believe this religion? Why do you not respect the spirits of our ancestors?" "I don't care about the spirits of my ancestors," V replied. "I was ill. I sought out the Christians. I believe in Jesus, and I am so much better health-wise." Someone else had noticed V's new faith, too. Her neighbor, Sun, saw that V had gained a new sense of peace and joy, even though she was a poor widow. And Sun was desperate for peace and joy. She had been married 7 times to a series of men who abused drugs and physically abused her, and her current husband was having an affair. "My third husband almost killed me," Sun said. "He was drunk one time and pointed a hunting rifle at me. He fired the gun, grazing Sun and nearly hitting their child." When V told Sun about the hope and healing she had found in Jesus Christ, Sun placed her faith in him too, and right away she told her husband and children about her new faith. "Before I was a Christian, I was so poor," she said. "I was half dead, hopeless, not knowing anything. Once I accepted Christ, I was full of joy. So much joy that I wanted to share this." Sun's husband, however, was not pleased by her news. He told her that accepting Christ was against common sense and that Christians were worse than drug addicts. Then he moved out. V shared her faith with everyone that she met, explaining that her former way of life had kept her as a slave to the spirits who never give anything. And Sun also enthusiastically embraced faith in Christ, even walking 2 hours to another village to share the gospel. One day, a neighbor woman, who had repeatedly refused the gospel message despite Sun's many efforts, told Sun that she had a life-threatening illness. "I'm not a very talkative person," Sun said. "I am not a smart person, nor do I know how to read well." Yet I told her 2 phrases. She felt comforted and came back to see me again. The woman came to faith in Christ. And later she told Sun that she believed the evil spirits had left her when Soon prayed for her. As V and Soon continued to tell others how they had come to know Christ, village leaders grew concerned that more people in the village might become Christians. After decades of communist rule, equality is highly valued in Laotian villages, where typically several thousand people live under the authority of a village committee. And since V's and Soon's faith in Christ threatened the community's sense of harmony and created fear of retribution from the spirit gods they worshipped, village leaders decided it was time to do something about this Christian problem. They threatened us, told us if we keep going this way, we're going to go nowhere economically, Soon said. But I didn't care. When authorities couldn't compel V to give up her new religion, they turned to her adopted son, ordering him to get his mother to quit her foreign religion. His brutal tactics included beating his elderly mother. One time I was in the kitchen and he kicked me, V said. I hit the cement floor hard. It was my back. He kicked it like kicking a soccer ball. I felt I was going to die. I was in a lot of pain and I was urinating blood. The authorities also confronted Soon. They told her that she was believing in a Western religion that was not for lay people, or Lao people from Laos. They threatened to arrest me, she said. They kept threatening me the whole time. I finally said, well, if you want to arrest me, then go ahead. Ultimately, they told her if she continued to believe in Jesus, she would have to leave the village. In 2020, V and Soon were summoned to the village office, where the district police were waiting to expel them from the village. We're doing this so that you will be good people, the village leaders told them. With a peace that only God could give, Soon thought to herself, they can say whatever they want. If I am to die, then I am willing to die. And V, with characteristic spunk, rebuffed the authorities. Why do you keep bothering me about this? She quipped. Do you not have eyes? I was very ill. I prayed. Christians came to pray for me, and I was healed. Of course I will go worship the one who healed me in fellowship with the Christians. The authorities then told the two women to leave the village and take nothing with them. V and Soon left the village and went to their church, where a Christian leader took them into his home. Soon's sister, Van, later joined them. What they did to me was very harsh, Soon said, but I am not discouraged. I want to share Jesus with others. Having faced the experience of persecution encourages me to worship more with other believers. It made me stronger, V added. V and Soon are uncertain about what comes next for them. With no access to their fields, they are dependent on others for food. But even amid their unsettled circumstances, they continue to add to their number and God's kingdom by sharing the gospel with those around them. Both women have made peace with those who have wronged them, including sons, husbands, neighbors, village leaders. Honestly, we do not think much about what they did to us, Soon said. I never think of holding any hatred or grudges against them. God made us not have any hatred toward them, V said in agreement. When a frontline worker told the women that their story would be shared with other Christians around the world and that those Christians would be praying for them, V said, well, I want to know the people's names who pray for us. I want to also pray for them. I want them to be blessed by the Lord. We both think that we may face persecution again, Soon said. If it comes, we will face it head on. She and V laughed again, resting in the assurance that the Lord is with them in their foolish endeavor of following him. Amen. Doesn't that story remind you eerily of John chapter 9? I was blind, and now I can see. Do what you need to do, but I know what's happened to me. That's what these people were saying. You can do what you need, but I know I was very sick, and I'm not sick anymore, and I'm happy in this Jesus. Wow. Wonderful story. Wonderful story. Definitely not victims, right? Definitely victors. Well, we'll talk more about these things every weekend, Lord willing. And if you're in real time with us, and it's March 26th as you're listening, I do believe, 2022, we've got more of Spurgeon coming up, but we've got the Free Grace broadcaster that houses him. We've got actually seven or eight great old ministers that you'll be hearing from on the subject Christ in the Old Testament. Starting up Monday. Thank you so much for being with us. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.